Begin the current daf Masech the Pesachim daf Gimel. Begin the Amar Aleph. Begin the Tesh Demasa. Begins with the Gemara. Mshiva loy latuma. What do you mean? If the same thing for tuma should be the same thing for that of the Karbanos. Tesh brings the understanding of Beisil. So Tesh actually says the Chaz Beisil. Beisil ultimately retracted regarding their machlekes with Beishamai. Beisil wanted to say that the woman who miscarried on the night of the 81st day is actually chayb another carbon on for that miscarriage. Mizahatam, from this reason, mitshuvasim shal Beishamai, because of the response of Beishamai, what they responded to Beisil. So Beisil ultimately retracted, but so it says with Tamai, the reasoning of Beisil, that initially they held that she would be obligated in another carbon. Kedetanya perikam decrease, like we learned in the first perik, increases in the price of Chesam Nalav, because it says in the pasuk of Malaysim Tahara, when she completes her days of purity, leben oy labas, or for a daughter, that oy labas is l'rabas, or l'shman mechitz, coming to include, additionally, the night of the 81st day, which that would also, but not just the day, but also the night, would obligate in the new carbon. That's what Beisil originally thought, but from Beishamah, what they respond is, the port increases, Beisil retracted the Beishamah. To the next test, the master begins with the Gemara, Tamalema Bayeh. That's what the Pasuk comes to teach when it says by day. Chase explains, why do you really need this, the ad yoim, that it's not even by third day if you have this by yoim? The Brice are really 2 points. You would have thought that the carbon shlom is eaten the night of the third day, just like by other carbonas. Oh, that's what we need to tell you, that no, by yoim zev chachem ya'achal on the day which the second day you could eat it, that the first day umamachas and the next day, ba'anoyser ad yoim, which is when it's still day. That's when you could eat it, but not on the night following, which is the night of the third day. Then, oh, so you would think, okay, then burn it right away there on the third night. And that you learn, as the Tosfos Damascus quotes, no, by yoim. It says on the day, you burn it during the day of the third day, not in the night before. So that's the Tosfos Tema, it's a wonder. Then, going backwards, Amai, it's a wide we need for the first halacha to say that you can't eat the shlamim on the night of the third day, because it says ad yoim, which means to say that only when it's still day of the second day, Tebeglay should be sufficient from the second half of the halacha, the second halacha from the brisa. De'ena nechal or lishlishi, I could know that it's not eaten on the night of the third day. Me'itzuk bayoyim. For the fact that it says on the third day you burn it in the fire, which we said, teacher, you burn it in the day, not in the night of the third day. How do you know from there the first halacha too? Because these sagadaitik the nechal, if you would entertain to say that the carbon shlom is eaten on the night of the third day, well, pshita de'ena nishef is by zalayla. Of course it wouldn't then be burnt at the night time. Because they take a blachil esreif. Because as we pointed out, that right after something is eaten, then it's burned. But not when it's still eaten. But the fact that you need a pasuk to say that it's burned on the day of the third, not of the night, obviously we know that it's not eaten. So why do we need ad yoyim if I know it already from the word ba yoyim? And that's a test for someone you could say is no, dila ba yoyim. It's not for the first drasha of ad yoyim, that only when it's still the second day, not the third day. Habimina nechal. I would have thought to say that actually no. The carbon is actually eaten the shlamim on the night of the third day. It's bayim lamutis, and then what's bayim coming to exclude? Not the night of the third day, because that we said, obviously you're not burning it then if you're eating it then. No, it's shalei yisur v'layla shal achrikin. It's coming to say that no, that you don't burn it the following night after the third day. Rather, you burn it then on the third day itself, and that you don't delay it, but it wouldn't be excluding the night beforehand, because that we know, because you're eating it then. And if we need ad yoyim to say that you cannot eat it then. To next test, the master begins with the Gemara Shari B'Zav, Kari Merka, B'chula, because we find by the Zav that it's called America, etc. Whereas regarding by the woman, we call it Meishim because it's, again, we want to talk in more refined language, and then we don't talk about a woman riding an animal, which then she has to go ahead and have legs on either side. She goes to explain, how do you understand this change of terminology of Meishim and Merkav regarding the woman? Says Taisis, Merkav and Meishim, these two terms of riding on something and sitting on something, in it and shava, it's not the same halacha. Because the negev America, but someone touches something that a zav sat on, that was riding on, in time to keep his begotten. The person who touched that would not have to wash their garments. In contrast to Meishav, that if the zav sat on it, the person would actually have to wash their garments. Now, so based on that, says Teiz Vashtekosh Lui, now it's difficult to read. If that's the case, how is the Gemara saying that by the woman we call it Meishav instead of Merkav? If what the Gemara means to say is that a fila ukuf, that even the saddle, she actually did Merkav af Beisha, which really has the halacha of tuma of Merkav of a saddle, even of what you're riding on, even by the woman, and you're telling me she not caused the crazy Meishav l'damidei, that the pasuk changed the terminology. Instead of calling it Merkav and the halacha of Merkav, changed to use the terminology of what she sat on to more refined wording, the halakaman mishani, because we find the Gemara later on answers and says mishim biyusus the gamel, and that is because of the fear of the camels. So urkuhu, so it's normal for a woman to ride with her legs on either side of the camel. So we see that the change, that something from what it really is, ain licht of derech kavod, that we're not going to ride it in the refined way, and that's why when it's appropriate, like by the camel, we'll write merkav by the woman, because that's the reality. So then the question is, then my tumas merkav, which has a different halacha than tumas moishav. It wouldn't make sense to say the Torah is changing the terminology to use refined language, because there it's appropriate to say it for the halacha, just like you're saying when it's normal for to ride a camel. So Benila, we rather seem to the Ridacha Purusha. This is what the Gemara means to say. What that means to say is that we learn out the law of merkav by a woman, which again we said that's a lower level than Maishav, which does not contaminate the garments of the person that touches it. We call it Maishav. Mirbuya de Kroda Maishav, because we learn it out from the Rebuy, from the inclusionary of the Pasuk that talks about the Tumah of Maishav, and that it doesn't say explicitly the halacha of Merkav, because the Pasuk doesn't want then to allude to Merkav by a woman. Because that's actually, as we learned it on Teres Kain, Mashahi Shevislav, which the woman sits on, is that Maishav that refers to what she sits on. Kli, that's the vessel, what that mean? Zeh Merkav, that refers to what she rides on. And so it's not learning explicitly the Tumah of Merkav by the woman. Rather, it's including the Pasuk of Moishav, which the terminology Moishav is explicit over there. The Pasuk of the teacher said, you talk in refined language. In contrast to Zav, where the Tumah of Merkav is written explicitly of that writing by the woman, it doesn't say explicitly, it's learned out from a ribui. That's what we come to learn. Yeah, but of course, we're going to tell you the halacha as it is. And because if it's Orche, then you would say it. What we're saying is that, no, we allude to it we from a ribui instead of saying explicitly, and that's what we mean to say that the Lashon Nekiyah by the woman regarding Tumas of Merkav.